Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Red Sox are turning to a player from their 2007 World Series champion team to fill their open manager job. The Sox have hired Alex Cora, currently bench coach for the Houston Astros, as the team's 47th manager. Cora is the first Hispanic manager in Red Sox history. Joining us now to talk about this is NBC Sports Boston's Trenny Kuznarek. Good morning, Trenny.
Good morning, Jack.
So start us out with this. You know, Cora is a former Red Sox player. He is only 42 years old with no prior major league experience as a manager. What does he bring to this position?
You know, he was actually my first choice. When we sort of had an idea that they might let John Farrell go, I said, I think Alex Cora would be perfect for this position for a couple of reasons. One, he is Latino, so he's bilingual, and he has the ability. One of the knocks on John Farrell, both when he was in Toronto and when he was in Boston, is that he had a hard time sometimes relating to the entire clubhouse. And I think that that is a trait that Alex Cora has. He also brings great player development. In Houston, he has brought along, you know, young guys like George Springer and Jose Altuve and Bregman. All those guys are young players flourished under Alex Cora as the bench coach. The other thing that really stuck out to me about Cora, Jack, was the fact that he was the general manager for two Puerto Rican national teams, including the Puerto Rican national team that finished second in the World Baseball Classic to the United States. So while he hasn't had a ton of experience on the major league level, he really has been working with young players for a while, and I think it's a great attribute.
So you think that his experience working with young players will be a boon to this Red Sox team, still with, of course, a lot of young players on it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, sort of how the development of guys like Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts. You know, Jackie Bradley Jr. is 27, but he's still kind of considered a younger player. He's still an arbitration-eligible player. Mookie Betts, you know, you have young guys in the system that he can help. I think that's a big deal, and that's the core of this Red Sox team. And you see with the Yankees and you see with Houston that when those young players flourish, those teams go far. And I think, you know, listen, this isn't going to be without some peaks and valleys. First time manager, he's going to make some mistakes, but I think it's a good hire.
Well, so that was going to be my next question is, you know, at only 42 years old, no prior major league managerial experience. What are the challenges that come along with that? I mean, there may be players who are older than he is.
If David Ortiz is still on the team, him and Alex would be about the same age. Next close to him on the Reds, I think, is Dustin Pedroia. You know, part of some of the challenges of being a young first-time manager, one, is at 42 years old, you're not that much older than some of the guys in that clubhouse. Like, him and Dustin Pedroia are pretty good friends. So how do you assert your control and your authority in a clubhouse where some guys still see you as, hey, you know, you just played a few years ago, but yes, been out of the league 7 years. The other thing is, Boston's a high pressure market, and you want to leave your mark and say, hey, I know what I'm doing. So I'm sure there are going to be times when Alex Cora makes a decision that maybe when he looks back and says, maybe I pushed a little bit there, maybe I shouldn't have done this, maybe I tried to do too much. But I think you see that with any manager. I think we saw that with John Farrell this year because he sort of knew that he was on the hot seat. I think a lot of times managers are going to make mistakes, but I think it's something that he'll grow into. And again, maybe I'm giving him too much credit too early, but there's just something about this guy that he seems to sort of have an evenness about him that I'm not sure. And having played in Boston, played on the big stage, I'm not sure that it's going to affect him like maybe it would affect some other guys.
So Cora has accepted the job. Of course, he cannot get to work because the Astros are now in the World Series, starts tomorrow against the Dodgers. Does that mean it's going to take a little time before he can turn his attention to actually getting the Red Sox ready for next year?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take as long as the World Series takes. You know, it could take 4 games, it could take like a week, it could take a week and a half. I'm trying to think, I can't remember exactly what last day of the World Series is and what Game 7, but you know, the Red Sox, when they sent out their announcement to us yesterday, they were not going to have a press conference with him until he is completely finished with the World Series of Houston.
Trenny Kuznarek is a reporter and anchor who covers the Red Sox for NBC Sports Boston. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.